From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal authorities investigating the Foyle bombing in Times Square have two people in custody. Justice Department spokesman Dean Boyd says the individuals are being held on alleged immigration violations. The arrest came during the FBI search of multiple locations in the northeastern U.S. So far, Faisal Shahzad is the only person charged in connection with the bombing attempt, that is. Following his arrest, the U.S. confirmed the Pakistani Taliban was behind that attack. President Obama is in Buffalo for an event with an economic theme. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the president's visit to New York's second largest city.
The president will give a speech on the economy at a metal manufacturing company called Industrial Support. The White House says he'll hear directly from area workers and small business owners about their experiences and ideas. He'll also meet family members of people who died when Continental Connection Flight 3407 crashed in a Buffalo suburb last year. Economically, Buffalo is different from some of the other places President Obama has visited on his economic tour of the country. Since Western New York did not see a real estate and economic boom, it didn't have the same crash. But Buffalo's population and job numbers have not grown significantly in years. Manufacturing jobs left the region decades ago. None of the events on this trip will be open to the general public. After 3 hours in Buffalo, President Obama flies to New York City for a fundraiser. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
New unemployment claims are down again, but as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the latest economic data from the government also reflect challenges the labor market still faces.
The government's weekly reports on first-time claims for jobless benefits comes as something of a letdown for many economists. Though initial claims did drop last week, economists had expected a bigger decline. The Labor Department says first-time claims were down by 4,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 444,000. Many economists believe, however, that initial claims need to fall below 425,000 to signal sustained job creation. There have been signs of a strengthening job market. Last week's closely watched monthly jobs report showed the nation's employers added jobs in April at their fastest pace in 4 years. But even though employers are hiring again, they are not doing it at the level needed to reduce the jobless rate, which at 9.9% remains stubbornly high. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The chairman of a congressional panel probing last month's rig explosion is demanding answers from the federal service that oversees drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan told CBS today that he wants to know why the Mining and Mineral Service issued permits to BP and other companies linked to various parts of the project. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down more than 30 points at 10,861. This is NPR News. Dutch officials say they now know who the little boy is who survived the air crash in Tripoli, Libya. As Terry Schultz reports, there are still questions about the identities of the 103 people who were killed in the Africa Airways accident.
My name is Ruben. I'm 9 years old, and I'm from Tilburg. That's what the bandaged-up boy in a Tripoli hospital told Dutch embassy officials this morning, according to Foreign Ministry spokesman Francesco Massini. Massini says the government flew the boy's aunt and uncle to Tripoli today.
They went immediately to the hospital.
Ruben's last name is not yet being released by the ministry. The latest tally shows 70 of the 103 victims were Dutch, but there were also Austrian, British, German, French, Irish, Libyan, South African, and Zimbabwean citizens on board, and several bodies remain unidentified. Dutch officials say the airline's records are confusing. The names of some people known to have been aboard were crossed off the passenger list, making confirmation difficult. Forensic investigators have revealed no clues as to what caused the crash. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is wrapping up meetings in Washington, D.C., where he has been trying to repair frayed ties between his country and the U.S. Karzai is due to appear with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the U.S. Institute of Peace today for a televised discussion. He's also spending some personal time with American troops before leaving for Kabul tomorrow. Karzai is expected to visit Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the 101st Airborne Division. Meanwhile, NATO's reporting the deaths of at least three dozen suspected insurgents from 2 days of fighting in Afghanistan. The military alliance says it's also investigating the deaths of two civilians last weekend. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.